We open our Bibles to Psalm 73, and I'd like to focus with you this evening on verses 25 and 26. So Psalm 73, verses 25 and 26. As you just sang as we opened worship together, hear now the word of the Lord. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Let me read that again. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Well, as I mentioned this week, I had some things that led me to sing to the Lord, not my will but thine be done, just discouragements with things with the ministry this week, just you know, the same things for all of us. I found myself needing to just submit myself to the Lord. And what I also did, as I find myself doing regularly, when I'm down and when I'm struggling to feel like I can focus on my work in my office, when I'm distracted or discouraged, I pull the Psalter off my bookshelf, and I don't have to blow the dust off. I regularly need to turn to it. I kneel in the middle of the carpet of my office, and I sing. And I never get up off my knees the same. I always get up encouraged and strengthened and able to get to the work. You know, Satan, I think, especially attacks, whether it's our time of devotions that we need to have, or especially trying to just focus and give myself to the working with the word and preparing for the people. It can seem an insurmountable task. Certainly, we are all insufficient for these things, and the pastor feels that weight. But when we come to the Lord and sing psalms, and sometimes you can almost have that sense of feeling isolated and weak on your own. And singing the Psalms are so helpful in difficult situations when we need to focus on God and find our strength in Him alone. One of the Psalms I very regularly turn to in such moments is Psalm 71. And this Psalm, Psalm 73, and this section. And beloved, if you don't mind, before we continue, there was a man walking around our property who's leaving now. I would just like to pray for him. Okay, let's pray. Oh, Lord in heaven, I'm not sure what this man was doing on our property. I wish he would have come inside. I pray, Lord, that as he's down the road now, that you might bring him back, if not now, another moment soon. Pray, Lord, that perhaps you're working on his spirit and he's feeling convicted and confused, and pray, Lord, that you would indeed bring him here to hear the gospel and to be saved. Pray you might even give us an opportunity to say hello to him this evening, or that he might be walking by as we finish our service outside, and that he would be touched by the praise of God, and that he would seek to be under the benediction of Christ forever. Amen. So again, I come to this psalm, Psalm 71, and then this is one of my go-to psalms. I'll turn to other psalms to sing, but I'll find myself really needing to end up here to be able to get up off the floor. And this section in particular is what I'll sing. These verses especially, verses 25 and 26. Yet I've never preached them. As I was considering what the Lord would have me preach for you this week, I thought, oh, surely I've preached these verses many times. In fact, I've never preached them. So I'd like to use the opportunity this evening, thinking about the comfort I think some of us especially need this week, to turn to these verses this evening, that we would go to God through them this evening and tomorrow and this week while needing comfort. These verses in the psalm essentially teach us this. As we look high, and as we look low, and as we look within, and as we look without, we find that only God is always there to meet us and our needs. now and forever, as only he can. Again, as we look high and low and within and without ourselves, we find that only God is always there to meet us and our needs now and forever, as only he can. Verse 25, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. That is, only God is my total delight in heaven and earth. No one else can be God for me. Verse 26, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That is, only God is my strength deeply within my soul and body. No one else can minister to me like God. And not only now, but for eternity. The Hebrew word olam. He's my portion forever. Everlasting. Remembering Jeremiah says he has an everlasting love for us, and he is the everlasting one. We could turn to another psalm to kind of give us some visual images of what this these verses are saying to us. Psalm 139, among other things, says, God, you know when I sit down, and you know when I get up. I mean, we can't say that about other people. There's plenty of times I'll wake up and Fernanda got up to take care of the baby. I had no idea. I was gone. Or sometimes she's gone. She has no idea. But God knows when we get up. God knows when we sit down. The psalmist in Psalm 139 says, you know my thoughts even from far away. You know, we often have to say to others, what are you thinking? Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say, but God knows what we're thinking. He understands our thoughts even from a very far distance. Psalm 139 says, you are around my walking and you are around my lying down and you know all my ways. You already know all my words before I even speak them. You know, our daughters will kind of joke that they almost can complete each other's sentences. They just kind of have that connection, but they can't do it perfectly. I mean, if we said, okay, try right now, they'd probably go, you know. But sometimes it's just that kind of natural thing. But there's a sense of a closeness and a friendship where you can almost read each other's thoughts. Fernanda and I have been married long enough now that I can tell her certain things by observation. She says, how do you know me? I said, I've been married to you, woman, you know. But there's this sense of a close knowledge and observation. And the psalmist in 139 is saying, you know my words before I even speak them. You get me, God. He says, if I flee to heaven, keep this in mind with our verses tonight in Psalm 73. If I flee to heaven or to hell, there you are. If I flee to the sea like Jonah, there you are to meet me, even in the depths of the ocean, and guide me back to shore. May need to use a big fish to do it, but you're always there hearing my prayers, even in the belly of the sea. He says in Psalm 139, you see me in the dark. So many of us have a fear of the dark, fear of whether we can see or be seen. God sees us in the dark. Don't have to turn the light on. He sees us, no problem. We're not lost to him. And it's not just by God's omnipresence, the fact that he's everywhere, but that he is personally there with you, intimately. So in Psalm 139, he even says, you were with me in my mother's womb. When I was just an embryo, you were forming me. You were there with me in my mother's womb. That's an amazing thing to consider, isn't it? God knew we were there before mommy knew we were there. That's something I always marvel at with Gideon. I was sure that Fernanda was not pregnant, but she knew. She just knew. Moms know. But before mom knows, God is already there. Intimately forming us, the beginning of our life in the womb. At the earliest moments. And with that thought, I think that's kind of behind the idea of, if you will turn with me back to Psalm 71, verses 6 through 9. Psalm 71, verses 6 through 9. Again, this is a psalm I often turn to sing for comfort and encouragement as well. Verse 6, by thee have I been holden up from the womb. There it is again, from the earliest moments. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Of course, in our verses tonight, he sings about my heart, my flesh fail, but God is the strength of my heart. And if you were with me in my mother's womb, you will be with me at the end of my days, in the frailty of my latter years. You're with me from the cradle to the grave until the resurrection. And all that time and all those moments, God is all I ever need. Beloved, there are times in life where you and I really need to have that blessed reality and understanding. God is all I need. Whether you find yourself lying back in the dentist chair, on the surgery table, about to breathe until you count to 10 and you don't make it that far. Whether you find yourself the sole voice against a multitude, or stuck in traffic, or isolated in the wilderness, lying sleepless on your bed, or lying in the battlefield, soon to be your grave. Whether you find yourself ostracized at work, or struggling to know what to do with your life when everyone else seems to have their whole life together and planned out, you only need God. And God is there whether you are all around. Excuse me, God is there wherever you are, all around you and within you. And forever, so you always have fellowship and you always have hope. Look at verse 28 of Psalm 73, the last verse in the psalm. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. It's good that I drew close to God. James says, draw close to God. He'll draw close to you. In fact, God doesn't leave us or forsake us. We forsake him and leave him. But he's always there, and as we draw closer to him and we learn to rely on him, we find that's all we need. And then we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. Verse 28 is your testimony, Christian, of your faith and of your fellowship, as are Psalm 62, verses 1 to 8. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah, my soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Your testimony is Psalm 84, verse 2. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. And so here you are, because you see, Psalm 84 is singing about the blessedness of gathering as his assembly and having that special sense of his presence and worship as his people. Psalm 18, verse 2 is your testimony. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Your testimony is Psalm 16, verse 5. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. And of course, that in Psalm 16 is quoted in a larger context about Jesus in Acts chapter 2, when Peter is saying David in Psalm 16 is prophesying, knowingly so, of Jesus Christ and that he would be raised from the dead. And so he and we anticipate our resurrection in him. God is our portion. The psalm also says, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In thy presence, God, is fullness of joy. And that's ultimately our hope, the resurrection, everlasting life in God's immediate presence with Christ and through Christ at his return. Just as verse 24 speaks about how God is with us in this life and ongoing in the next life. Verse 24 of Psalm 73, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. If anyone wants to doubt that the Old Testament teaches heaven, well, here's an important verse to see that it is so. You will guide me with your counsel. Holy Spirit, you will comfort and counsel me. You will guide me through this life. And afterward, when my life is done here, you will receive me into glory. There's no moment for you, Christian, that God is not with you and that he's not everything for you. And of course, without God, the non-Christian can't say any of this. And what a horrific thing to consider. Similarly, Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, because of the Good Shepherd. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Beloved, learn to lean on God alone. Then you can lean on others, and they can lean on you. So what you don't want to take away from this is what some people can do. Oh, I only need God. I don't need anyone. That's not what we're saying. God calls us into the covenant community. God calls us to be serving one another. But what we find very quickly about one another is we're not God. And we fail one another, just like our heart fails us and our flesh fails us. So our hearts and our flesh fail one another. And there's many times where we might be looking out and someone can't be there with us during the night songs. But God is there. God is always with us. God is all we need at every moment. And as we lean on God, as we have God fill us up with his presence and his glory and his spirit, then we can lean on others and they can lean on us, because we're not relying on them as if they were God. That's an impossible expectation for any of us. We are doomed to fail and disappoint. God never will disappoint. God will always do everything you need, and then you are filled up to serve others. What better witness can you give, beloved, than that God is all you need? Not a stoic, I don't need you, I can be disassociated and detached. Christ has a body. But when you can show truly that regardless of what happens to you, regardless of when you fail yourself, let alone others failing you, and us all failing God, yet he's faithful and he never fails us, he never leaves us, he never forsakes us, and he is all that you need. What better witness can you give then you are willing to submit to his will, and that you experience he is all you need, and you don't need anything or anyone else to be content and to have peace. And without him, no matter what you have and who you have, if you don't have him, you'll never have peace. You'll never have contentment. But with him, you have all things, including his inheritance in Christ. It's not that you don't need others or that you should not turn to them, but turning to God, you have all that is necessary to give yourself to others and meet their needs also with him. And you'll be able to testify what you know and what you experience to be true for you and all who seek and find Jesus. Contentment and peace are yours. In every life situation, in every circumstance, for God is all you need. That's the message for you this evening from the text. As simple as it is, that's when you and I need to meditate on and remember in our pilgrimage. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is all you need. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for filling this place with your presence and our hearts with your comfort and confirmation and assurance. We do acknowledge that we seek you in things and people and go away disappointed, for we should never seek you except in you. And forgive us, Lord, we often try to be you in a sense as if we can take care of ourselves and be strong, and we can't. We are weak. Our heart fails us. Our flesh fails us. Our heart and our flesh fail one another miserably, and we feel as if we are without hope. But you are there and everywhere and in and with us, and you are all we need. Lord, as we find ourselves in those moments of isolation, whether it is physically real or a real sensation psychologically, we pray that we recognize your presence with us. As you would say, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and I am all you need. Lord, with you, we can leap over a wall. With you, and even just a little faith, we can move mountains. With you, we are never alone. We need never be lonely. We pray, Lord, that you would bless us to have that special fellowship as we would long and faint for you in the courts of the Lord, and that our heart and flesh that cries out for the living God would find you in the assembly where even the sparrow longs to be. That we would go through the valley of Baca to be with your people, where you manifest yourself in a special presence. So that as we go out throughout the week, we better remember you. Our spirits are more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And you would bear your fruits in us. And you would minister through us to others, especially, O Lord, that you would bless us with a ministry of consolation and comfort, as you have comfort and consoled us in our times of need. So that as we minister to others, we would be ministering them with your word, with Christ, with you and your voice. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us indeed to draw near to you, as the psalm says, it's good for me to draw near to God. I've put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. Let us draw near to you, that you would draw near to us. O Lord, forgive us for straying as dumb sheep. Draw us back, O great shepherd of the sheep. Bring us closer to you in the flock. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Renew a right spirit within us. Strengthen us in your presence. Fill us with your love, that we would then not be seeking others to meet our needs, but we would be seeking to meet their needs with you. And Lord, what a glorious blessing to think, wherever we would find ourselves, maybe we would find ourselves in prison, as Joseph or John Bunyan. But we can carry on with ministry, we can carry on in faithfulness, until such a time as you bring us to a new opportunity, because you are with us. We remember what was said of Joseph all through his difficulties. He still did good work. He still was faithful and productive because it said you were with him. Your mercy was upon him. So we pray the same is true for us as we would draw near to you. O Lord God, whom have we in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that we desire beside thee. Our flesh and our hearts fail, but you, O Lord God, are the strength of our heart and our portion forever. Thank you that you love us with an everlasting love, you who are the everlasting God. Thank you, O Lord, that indeed you will guide us with your counsel and afterward receive us to glory. Indeed, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We pray, Holy Spirit, you who are the comforter and the counselor, work in us and help us not to grieve you or to quench you, but to listen to you working in us, guiding us according to the narrow way of Christ, speaking your word in us. Fill us with your fruits and holiness. Fill us with the joy of the Lord and the peace of Christ. Bless us with temperance. Set our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let us always hear your voice and recognize you are always with us, O great shepherd of the sheep. We acknowledge that you are all we need. Bless us this week to be ready to say, with Jesus as our example and our means, not my will, but thine be done. And you, Lord God, are all I need for this moment and forever. And all your people said, Amen.